In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Well, today, this is called the Sunday of the Blind Man, because today we read about how Jesus meets a man who not only was just blind, but he had been born blind. That means he had been born without the ability to see at all. Not that there was damage sometime later, but born without the ability to see. But Jesus heals him of this. The Pharisees, rather than rejoicing with this man's healing, they accuse him and eventually throw him out of the synagogue. Expelled by the Pharisee, the man who was blind was found again by Jesus. Jesus came, and after talking further with him, this man who was blind says, "Lord, I believe," and he worshiped the Son of God. This man had a heart for God that was seeking God, and he responded to God's grace that day. But there's something else that I really want to focus on today that was in this man's heart. It was faith and courage. Despite the intimidation of the authorities, despite the confusion of the people who even knew him, despite the fear of his parents for what might happen, this blind man who now sees refuses to deny what he knows is the truth. He had courage that day as well as faith. Courage to hold to what he knew to be true. Courage to not give in to the pressures from others. Courage to acknowledge God's grace and mercy before others. We too need to have that kind of courage to remain true to our faith in God's grace and mercy. We see the blind man's courage very vividly when the Jews question him about this healing. You know, until this day, as I said, he had not seen the light of day at all, ever. He was born blind. So here, on the greatest day in his life, where now he can see, where he could never have been able to see anything before, he starts being questioned. And he's attacked with hostility, of all things. But yet he showed great honesty and courage. You know, there are many times that we encounter things that could impede us spiritually, and we need courage to overcome them. Here the Pharisees, because of their jealousy, their anger, their hatefulness, and in fact their own spiritual blindness, were trying to find something to condemn Christ with. You know, the Pharisees controlled many things then. And if you were put out of the synagogue, you were basically blacklisted. All sorts of things in your life then could be affected. The Pharisees had forbidden that anyone who said that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah, they would be put out of the synagogue. So that was the threat that was hanging over them. And this is what his parents feared would happen to them if they acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ. They knew their son had been born blind, obviously. He couldn't see from birth. And they could see, they could understand that he now could see. And it's also not surprising that some of the friends and all said, "He looks like him, but he can see. How could this possibly be?" And it just drives home to us how amazing this healing was. If Jesus can make a man who was born blind be able to see, causing whatever was defective there to now be healed, he certainly can help us in our own lives as we encounter problems that we don't even see a solution for. Sometimes we have no idea how we're going to get through something. We don't know how we're going to get better. But God knows, and he can help us. We must have the courage, though, to trust him. And it's okay for the faith to begin small when we have troubled times. We might not have instant faith, even though problems loom upon us. Because as you read the passage today or hear it, you see that his faith grew throughout this encounter. He works through what the Lord's direction. You know, first the Lord comes, and in the process of healing him, the way he does it, he makes clay and puts it on this man's eyes and tells him to go to the pool of Siloam and wash. Now, he could have thought, this is ridiculous. I was born blind. What's he doing here? But he doesn't. He's got a soft heart. He knows that something is different about this man. And he follows in obedience and goes and washes. This man was not healed until he followed through with what the Lord had him to do. If he had not gone and washed, he would not have been healed. His courage to obey Christ, in spite of what others might have been thinking about him with his clay on his eyes and going, he went to those healing waters. He was healed. And there was no doubt about it because everybody was amazed about it. And the whole town started talking about it. The Pharisees are angry because of it. And all they can think of is, how can we keep control of this situation? And they're going to try and keep control through the power they have at the synagogue to ostracize those who don't do what they say. So they're asking the man, who did this? And he says, well, I really don't know him that well. His name was Jesus. He put clay on my eyes and told me to go wash, and now I can see. He's just speaking truthfully what he had experienced before the Lord. And they didn't believe it. So they called his parents. The parents admitted, yep, this is our son. Yep, he was born blind from birth. And then when they were pressed, because of fear of being cast out of the synagogue, they kind of said, he is of age, let him explain what happened to him. So the man who was healed was called back in. And they questioned him a second time. And here is where his courage even shines stronger. You know, it takes courage to live the Christian life in face of others who want you to not acknowledge Christ. Now, the world may in some ways say some good things about Christians. It's okay to be a Christian and do good things, but you need to be willing to bend a little here and there. Don't take a real stand for God's truth. You need to keep an open mind about morality. I mean, things are different now in modern times. Today's world may be one of tolerating a lot of things, but you know, one thing it doesn't tolerate very well is someone who actually believes the thing that there is a right and a wrong. They just don't tolerate that. And they don't tolerate truth. And these Pharisees were not tolerating the truth. The blind man knew what was true. He knew what had happened to him. Now put yourself in his position. He's been blind. He's been a beggar throughout his entire life. He now has an opportunity to become part of society like everybody else. Not a cast-off who has to beg for his living. Because when you're blind or afflicted, have some disease, you were pushed out of society back then. Finally, he had the opportunity to no longer be hungry and alone. And yet the Pharisees were asking him to deny what had happened to him. He could not lie about what had happened to him. His heart told him that it was God who healed him. He even started explaining to the Pharisees. I mean, if this man was from God, it's the only way this could possibly have happened. Who ever heard of a man who was born blind from birth being healed like this? He has to be from God. He was courageous in spite of them. But he was cast out. But you know, that's okay. Christ came back to him again, and Christ explained further about who he was. His faith was just strengthened then. That's what I'm saying. It began little, and as he went through things and remained courageous, his faith became stronger and stronger. And he believed in the Son of God. And he worshiped Christ. He can now see clearly, both physically and spiritually. So let us be encouraged by this man who was born blind from birth, who was healed by Jesus that day, who was so courageous in the face of this great worldly pressure that he was under. And when we're pressured and we have the need to be courageous, remember the blind man. Remember how he stood up for he knew what was true, what had happened with him. And he remained faithful to it. Let us as well be courageous to stay in God's truth always, to remain faithful. And you know, in the process, our own faith will grow stronger as well. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.